This is KBNF Regional News for Tuesday, May 13th. I'm Patricia Naft. It's 8 a.m. Governor Hickenlooper recently signed a law that will help develop broadband infrastructure in rural Colorado. The Connect Colorado Broadband Act will piggyback off an existing program that taxes phone service. Now some of that money will go to companies to encourage broadband development. Representative Don Corin of Montrose co-sponsored the bill. Even with a law now in place, it still may take a while for broadband service to reach parts of rural Colorado. According to the Montrose Daily Press, Corum estimates that grants won't be awarded for another year. A first for U.S. politics happened last Thursday. U.S. Representative Jared Polis of Boulder is running for re-election, and he's now accepting your donation in Bitcoin. For those of you who don't know Bitcoin, it's an electronic currency created in 2009. It's independent of the dollar or any government at all. It's used worldwide, but because of its novelty and tendency to fluctuate wildly in value, many companies and governments have been wary of it. The Federal Election Commission, though, just approved its use in political campaigns. Representative Polis' re-election team has been working for weeks to have their website ready to go as soon as the ruling was made. According to the Boulder Daily Camera, Polis is excited by the ruling. One of Bitcoin's features is that any currency transfers, like a political donation, aren't subject to a processing fee like credit cards are. That means that 100% of the donation goes to the candidate. San Miguel County is awarding almost $100,000 to Green. San Miguel County is awarding almost $100,000 to green construction and renovation projects in the area. Last week, the county commissioners unanimously approved the grant application of 19 different projects. Recipients include individuals, businesses, and towns within San Miguel County. The projects range from renovating buildings to be more energy efficient to ride-sharing apps and LED lighting. Ophir is one of those towns and will be installing solar panels on its town hall as part of the plan to cut its electric bill. The Telluride Historical Museum will also receive money to add storm windows to their 118-year-old building. It's up in the air whether or not lawmakers will come back to Denver this summer for a special legislative session on oil and gas issues. As part of our Capital Conversation series, Benta Berkland discusses the rumors, the proposed oil and gas ballot initiatives, and what it could mean for the November election.
Typically, we've seen a lot of proposals around oil and gas. This session, virtually nothing, although lawmakers, especially Democrats, had said they were trying to push something forward to give communities more local control. Now there's rumors of a special session, and we've got proposed ballot initiatives this November. We have Joe Hannell with the Durango Herald and Ed Sealover with the Denver Business Journal. Ed, let's start with you.
Well, I would say the betting line is about 2-1 right now that we are going to see a special session on the issue of local control of oil and gas regulations. And the reason is this: Governor Hickenlooper has resisted the idea of giving more power to local communities to have, say, increased setbacks from the well to homes or increased control over noise, because he wanted to promote the industry by saying, look, we have one set of rules for 64 counties. This is an important industry. We want to make sure that we are being able to compete with the North Dakotas and Wyomings of the world that are drawing a lot of drilling. However, at this point, he has his back to the wall in the form of 9 ballot initiatives that are backed by gazillionaire Congressman Jared Polis, plus 2 other ballot initiatives that are backed by 2 other groups that would do a lot more, in the words of their opponents, draconian things. They could allow towns to ban oil and gas drilling. They could allow towns to ban for-profit businesses that they don't like. Even as we tape this, oil and gas industry executives are meeting with Hickenlooper's staff to try to figure out where is the soft spot, where can we increase local regulations without driving away the investment in the state from the industry.
Joe, obviously a very contentious issue here within the building, and certainly some members of the GOP have said, we don't support stricter rules for the oil and gas industry. We already have stringent standards, and this may not stave off ballot questions even if we do pass something.
And that's the argument for why there will not be a special session, which has been like everybody's favorite parlor game at the state capitol. Are we coming back in the summer? Are we not? A week or so ago, I sent out a tweet that said, anybody hoping for a special session, sorry, Linus, the great pumpkin ain't coming. But you never know. If they're sincere enough, maybe this is the year the great pumpkin shows up. This local control issue has been going back and forth in the legislature and ended as a stalemate for the past several years.
Does this whole issue help or hurt Governor John Hickenlooper, who's up for re-election in November?
As far as Hickenlooper goes, I think if he can actually manage to come up with a plan that appeases oil and gas and, you know, the environmentalists, I think it only helps him. It shows that he is a man who can get people to the table, get things done, and it shows that he continues to defend business interests.
There's a school of thought that says having the ballot initiatives would be good for Democrats. It could attract some suburban swing voters that might be a little bit worried about their kids' health and environment. If the campaigns are run in too strident a way, then maybe those very same suburbanites would just think it's too extreme and turn against them.
Definitely a lot to cover. Thanks, Ed Seeliver with the Denver Business Journal and Joe Hannon with the Durango Herald. This will be Joe's last Capitol conversation because he is leaving the field of journalism. Thank you, Joe, for all your analysis over the years. We've really appreciated it, and we'll miss you.
Benta, it has been a joy. The most fun I could ever expect to have in any job. I'm going to miss it.
Thanks so much. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver, and you've been listening to Capitol Conversation.
And finally, we have received a report of an explosion occurring on Matthews Lane in Paonia early this morning. Tune in to the KVNF Regional News at 5:50 for details as we confirm this story. Stay tuned for Chase and the Tuesday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.